A wind halfway between south and west, you call a...
southwest wind.
If it's raining, but not raining very hard, just a few drops coming down, you'd say it's...
a sprinkling rain.
What do you call a heavy white mist that comes out of the river or off of it?
Fog.
And if it's all over, you'd say it's... if it's all over everywhere and you look out in the morning, you say it's...
it's a foggy morning.
Okay. If no rain comes for weeks and weeks, we have a...
a dry spell.
Or?
Drought.
The wind has been very gentle and it's gradually getting stronger. You'd say it's doing what? If it's been weak, if the wind's weak and it gets stronger, blowing harder, you'd say it's...
it's a good... I don't know, getting harder is all I know. Is it look like it's going to come a storm or rain.
Okay. If it is just the opposite and the wind has been strong and it's getting weaker, you'd say it's doing what?
Clearing off.
The wind?
The wind is getting lighter. It was calming down.
Okay. On a morning in the fall when you first go outdoors, if you find it is cold, but not disagreeably cold, the kind of weather you like to be out in, you say, this morning it's rather...
rather cool this morning.
If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you might say, last night we had
a frost.
It was so cold last night the lake did what?
Froze over.
If it gets much colder tonight, the pond might...
freeze.
What do you call this room? This in the place where the house you have chairs for people to talk to come into, what do you call that?
The living room.
Speaking of rooms and their heights, you say this room is about
9 foot high. Is that what?
Okay. 9 what?
9 feet high.
The smoke goes up through the...
there's a chimney.
There's
a smokestack.
A smokestack.
Mm-hmm.
What's it most called?
Flue?
No, I mean, what do you most of the time call it, a chimney or a smokestack?
Chimney. That's what the smoke...
was the smokestack an old name for it or something?
No, chimney's the oldest.
The open place on the floor in front of the fireplace is the...
hearth.
In the fireplace, the things you lay the wood across, it's called the...
the fire dogs.
Up above the fireplace to set a vase on is what?
It's a fireboard or a mantle.
The big round piece of wood with the bark on it that you burn in the fireplace.
Is a back stick. Back log.
What would you kind of wood you use to start a fire?
It was kindling wood.
What's kindling made out of?
Well, you can use pine or pine split up wood.
What kind of pine?
Rich pine. It's pine knots.
What makes that?
Well, it's where the pines is rotted away, the old logs, and you get the knots and they're rich and have tar in them.
Do they get richer as they rot?
You see, the pine knots and the heart won't rot. It's just the old sap that rots away, and the pine knot then is good and sound. It won't rot. And you split it up and make kindling out of it.
Would it be that rich if you just got it when it was fresh cut?
No, wouldn't be hardly that rich. Well, it just wouldn't be dry, it'd be green. It'd be rich, but just green. It wouldn't burn like it would after it gets dead.